sneak attack.
You sit with us? You want to sit with us?
I wish.
Go ask these guys questions.
Ask the questions.
Yeah.
Brent and I had some time to digest week one, or your first game, I guess, week two. 18 catches. I mean, does it kind of blow your mind a little bit? I mean, only one guy in NFL history has gone more.
Yeah, I guess it hasn't hit me yet. I mean, it's definitely an accomplishment, and it's a blessing to be able to go out there and catch 18 balls to tribute to a win, a great win at that. And, you know, I can't get consistent. I mean, I can't get complacent, and I just got to build off of that and grow.
How tired were you?
Oh, I was really tired.
Were you at all aware that you had, did you have any idea in your mind how many catches you had?
No, actually, Rod, in the fourth quarter, probably one of the last drives, pulled me to the side when I came off and said, "Man, you just broke my record," but used other words. And I said, "What record?" He said, "Receptions." I said, "What was the record?" He said, 14. I said, "Well, how many I have?" He said, 18. I said, "Oh, wow." But I was too tired to respond, so I, you know, tried to catch my breath.
How do you keep yourself going? I mean, you had four catches on the last drive. You were probably dead tired. How do you keep it going?
Just trying to be out there for my teammates and with my teammates. That's what football's about. When it gets hard, you know, you look to your right and left, and you look at the guys that you can take into a foxhole. And I want to be one of those guys that, you know, my quarterback and my offensive line and the running backs and fellow receivers can look and say, I can take that guy in the foxhole.
Sean Payton, their coach, said this week, well, Brandon Marshall, we've got to stop him first. And more and more teams are probably going to be thinking that way. When it comes to the Broncos, that you're the first guy they got to stop to achieve that status at this point in your career. What does that mean to you, and what goes through your mind when you hear that?
Ever since I was a youngin', I had high expectations for myself. So I would kind of feel like I haven't accomplished anything if coaches weren't making statements like that. So, you know, I expect that, and that's what I work hard for in the off season and during the season. And so those long days and nights are for.
Brandon, how do you think teams will play you? I mean, it seems like, yeah, they want to take you out of the game, obviously. They got some new weapons, maybe they can't. I don't know how you expect teams to cover you.
Well, I would hope that they'll double team me, triple team me, roll coverage to me, whatever they can do. And that's just me. It's going to be bigger plays on the other side with Tony Scheffler and Eddie Royal. And if they want to, you know, kind of stop our passing game, then we have a great running game, probably the most successful running game in the league for the past 10 to 13 years.
Brandon, I know it's away from football, but I guess there were charges filed in Atlanta. How do you feel about that?
What's your name? I'm you're Lindsay? Okay. All right. Like I said before, you know, that's my past. You know, everything that came out in camp was from last year, and there was an incident in March. But you know, that's still an open case, and you know, we've been waiting 6 months for those charges to be filed, and it's finally here. And you know, that's what I got Harvey Steinberg for, and he's a great guy, and he's great at what he do. So, you know, I'm excited about this year, football-wise, in my career, and excited direction I'm going in as a person and as an organization. So, you know, I'm happy right now.
Brandon, what's the mood in the locker room? I mean, do you guys sense something special is going on here? Are you trying to keep it more on an even keel? What's the mood when you guys are just sitting around talking about what this team can be?
Not content. You know, we're not hanging off the rafters right now. And if we lose, we're not gonna hold our heads down. We know it's a long season, and it's any given Sunday, so it's like it's week one for us. You know, we forgot about, you know, Oakland game and San Diego game. It's about the, you know, the New Orleans Saints, which is a great team. You know, their defense, personally, what I've been seeing, flies around and they make plays, and they're a hard-hitting defense. And if we want to beat them, we have to play as a team, and we got to have all 11 guys doing what they're supposed to do.
Brandon, I know 140 catches have been thrown out by you. Do you got any other numbers?
Well, I personally don't want to talk about my personal stats all the time. You know, but I was quoted saying that, and I stand by that. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, set my goals high, and I want to accomplish everything that, you know, I write on paper. And but I can't get it done without the help of my teammates and everybody on the field. But, you know, our main goal is to win, and we haven't been to the playoffs the past 2 years since I've been here, and that's our focus right now. It's not about individual stats. It's about a team thing right now, because last year I had a great season. I had 102 catches and 1,300 yards, and we lost, and that really means nothing to me. You know, I want to be a guy not only to be in the record books, but also have a Super Bowl ring like a Rod Smith, like a Jerry Rice. So if I want to be compared to those type of guys, then I got to win.
You guys were also 2-0 last year. How is this team better equipped to avoid a letdown than you guys were last year?
Not getting complacent, you know, realizing that's a long season. And Coach Shanahan brought that to our attention earlier this week. You know, we started off 2-0 last year, and we didn't end up too good. And he broke down a bunch of teams that started off 2-0. We have a great coach, and we have a great organization, and direction we're headed now, I just don't see anybody, you know, getting a big hit or anybody letting all this stuff overwhelm us.
Is it coach that's really hammering that in, or is there something in that locker room that's really?
Well, I mean, you got to be accountable. Every guy got to be accountable, and it's everybody. You know, it's a little peer pressure from the players and the coaches. You know, we're all on the same page. It's going to take not just the guys out there on the field, but the coaches and the people in the front office, you know, and the people, you know, Troy, you know, cutting the lawn. Thanks, Troy. I mean, it's everybody. It's a whole organization, you know.
A couple more. You guys are so young this year, obviously. How exciting is it? I mean, just that you guys are so young playing right now. I mean, it's presumably going to get better.
I said that before. Yeah, we're a fairly young team, but I think we got a bunch of intelligent and smart guys, and that helps out a lot. You know, Coach said last week, you know, he got the whole playbook in, and I mean, our game plan is big, and it takes smart guys to be able to take it all in just in a few days. So I think that's going to help us out a lot this year, being able to have so many different options in our playbook and guys that can pick it up quick.
You mentioned before you've always been a running team, but the first 2 weeks you've been more than passing team. Are those the new Broncos, more perhaps pass first and run second?
No, not at all. I mean, we want to be the best in the run game, and that's, you know, why this organization has been so successful, because of the run. And like I said, it's a team sport, and, you know, the backs, you know, they understand, and that's what it took to win those first two games, just to open up a little bit. And you know, we're going to spread the ball around, and we're going to get the job done as a team.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
All right.
Thanks, Brandon.